It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
All right. Welcome to Money for Lunch. It's always good to have you guys here. And today is no different. First of all, I want to start off by saying thank you so much for your continual support and helping us, I don't know, get the word out there about Money for Lunch. Anyway, so again, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I appreciate it. I appreciate the comments I get on Facebook and on Twitter and on LinkedIn. I appreciate how many of you guys share the show with your friends and, and family. And thank you from the bottom of my heart, really, because of your continual support and help. The show continues to get bigger and better. And anyway, so appreciate that. So let's crank it up. Today's quote of the day. And I had a couple to choose from. So I went with this one from Nelson Mandela. Education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world. Education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world, by Nelson Mandela. Now, my producer is saying I should go ahead and give you both quotes because I was torn between which one to choose. So I'm going to go with both of them, I guess. The roots of education are bitter, but the fruit is sweet, by Aristotle. I love these quotes, and they're so appropriate for today's guest. I think it's going to be an amazing show with today's guest, Larry Goins. Larry Goins has been investing in real estate for over 30 years. Previously, Larry served as president of the Metrolon Real Estate Investors Association in Charlotte, North Carolina, a nonprofit organization that has over 350 members and is the local chapter of the National Real Estate Investors Association. Larry is an active real estate investor and travels throughout the United States speaking and training audiences at conventions, expos, and real estate investment associations on his strategies for buying and selling houses. Larry, welcome to the show.
What's going on? How have you been?
Man, it's so good to have you here. I've been good, and I'm excited to talk about this topic because I think that this is one of those topics that people get excited about, right? It's part of the American dream, but there's so much overwhelm, and I think it scares a lot of people off because of the amount of money that is thrown around, right? I mean, you know, to invest here and to invest there, and then you start talking about the tax benefits, and then, you know, there's all this other stuff, and I think it excites people, and at the same time, it kind of overwhelms them.
I think you're absolutely right. If a person doesn't know much about real estate, it can be overwhelming, and they think, how can I really flip a house, or how can I create cash flow, or how can I start from where I am right now? But I know people that are out there doing it every day.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what, I tell you, what's interesting to me, and this is why it's so important to get somebody to help you. This is what separates the individuals, I think, from those who dream about it versus those who do it. And I don't care whether, you know, you're trying to change your health or, you know, get more education, you know, I don't know, get a better degree, get a better job. No matter what it is you try to do to better yourself, there's always going to be some risk involved, right? There's going to be a time commitment, sometimes a money commitment. There's always some kind of risk. But I think the risk of not doing it outweighs everything else.
Well, there's no question about that. I mean, you know, there's a confused mind basically says no, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
If people don't understand anything about something, they're just going to say no. In fact, if you remember, when I shouldn't say remember, but when Bell Telephone broke up,
yeah,
and you could then select which carrier you wanted, their big advertising campaign was just do nothing. Just do nothing, right? You don't have to do anything to stay where you are. So they didn't have to sell anybody on staying with them. All they had to say was, you don't have to do anything. Do nothing, right?
Yeah.
And they kept a lot of their customers that way. So, you know, a lot of people are out there and they would just, you know, they do nothing. They want to be successful, but they don't want to put forth the effort to be successful. And you and I both know, you know, the only place you'll find success before work is in the dictionary.
Yes, that's right. I love that. I love it. All right, so let's. I want to talk about this because I've interviewed, I want to say, a decent amount of real estate investors. Some of the big names in real estate have come on the show multiple times. And you're the first real estate investor I've had on the show that does this thing called real estate day trading. What the heck is real estate day trading?
Well, I'm glad you asked. I actually wrote a book about it. It's called Getting Started in Real Estate Day Trading, and it's basically buying and selling a house the same day using the internet. We have actually bought and sold properties in 12 different states right from our office in Lake Wylie, South Carolina. And the whole premise is you find a property, negotiate a deep discount, and then you add $5,000 or $10,000 or $15,000 to it. You market that property, you find a buyer, and you line up your closing to buy it and sell it on the same day. For example, we may buy it at 10 o'clock and sell it at 10:30. And make a $10,000 payday.
Nice. Nice. Now, that seems to me kind of like an advanced strategy because I'm thinking, again, you correct me if I'm wrong. I'm thinking, man, if I just got started in real estate today, I don't know if I would have the experience to do all that, right? Unless, again, unless I have some kind of mentor or coach to kind of walk me through it, right?
Well, you're right on both accounts. It actually is the simplest way to get started in real estate. I mean, think about all the TV shows out there that talk about, you know, flipping houses. You have to buy a house. You have to close on it, which means you have to fund it. And a lot of people getting started in real estate don't have the money to pay for a property. Maybe they can't qualify for a loan. So this is actually the simplest strategy to get started because you don't have to have any of your own money other than to market to find properties and put up a deposit or earnest money deposit, which could be, you know, it could be as little as $10, you know, but we do $100, right?
Right.
And then you market to find a buyer or build your buyer's list. And then once you find a buyer, they do their due diligence like you've done your due diligence, and you line up your closings back to back, and you basically assign the contract. So let's say if you bought a property for $30,000 and you are selling it or day trading it for $40,000, then you're going to make the $10,000, but the only thing you have invested is the $100 deposit that you put up when you got the property under contract.
Gotcha. I love that. Yeah, that's amazing. I love the thought of doing that. And again, this goes to show you that in order to make money, you don't need money as much as you need courage.
Well, you do have to take action, that's for sure, right?
Right. I mean, but look, for $100, where else can you invest $100, you know, and have the potential to make $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 on a day trade type deal, right? You can't do that in the stock market, unless you happen to have some kind of weird insider information, which is rare. But in real estate, this is something that you could do on a regular basis and invest nothing but time and some courage and $100.
That's very true. That's very true. But the key is knowing what to do. You got to know how to, number one, you got to know how to find the deals.
Yes.
And then you got to learn how to analyze the deals. Then you got to learn how to sell the properties. And then you got to learn how to close on the properties. Outside of that, you know, everything else is easy.
All right. What do you call it? Yeah, everything else is easy. So let's talk about this. So how do you find your properties to do a deal like this? What do you call it? A day trade deal.
Well, there's many, 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 many different ways to find properties, depending on the market. Right now, we happen to be in a seller's market, so it's more difficult to find properties that you can negotiate deep discounts on. For example, I used to buy all of my properties, I mean all of them, from HUD and or the MLS, right? So I can't buy all of them from HUD anymore because there's just not enough deals to go around, you know, in my area, right? Now, you could expand into different areas, like we're getting ready to start buying in Alabama and Georgia, which will give us more HUD deals. But right now, just in the Carolinas, we're doing about 3 to 5 HUD deals a month. And but now we also have to buy off-market properties, meaning properties that aren't advertised to the world on the MLS. So doing that, we have to use techniques like direct mail, mail postcards. There's probably some people listening to your show have received postcards like that that say, I buy houses. We do postcards, direct mail. We do Facebook ads. We do Google AdWords and use bandit signs, bird dogs, Craigslist ads, and many other sources.
Gotcha, gotcha. And again, it sounds like, you know, based on your experience, you're doing whatever it takes to make these deals happen. And I want to just point that out because, again, this is where finding somebody to help you and walk you through it, you know, makes a world of a difference. You know, I've had the pleasure of having Arnold Schwarzenegger on my show multiple times, and I get to hang out with him pretty regularly. And he is one of the biggest proponents of getting a coach or a mentor to help you. And he says that everything that he's done in life, including becoming successful at being a real estate investor, is because he found a coach or somebody to help him. And he, one of my favorite stories that he talked about, we were at dinner and he said that it was Milton Berle that was his comedy coach prior to him and Danny DeVito doing Twins. And my point being is that here's a guy who does, you know, he's trying to find the shortest path to profit, and that is typically getting somebody to help him get there quicker, better, faster.
Right, exactly.
All right,
exactly.
So,
yeah, a lot of people don't know that Arnold used to invest in real estate, you know, back in the day when he was a bodybuilder, right?
Yes. In fact, you know, he made his first million from real estate. He's still heavily invests in real estate. He owns a lot of property in the Santa Monica area. The office building that he has, that his headquarters is at, is owned by him. And when you walk into his office building, you see all these other tenants in there that are fairly well-known, well-known names that are all renting from him. So the guy walks his talk when it comes to real estate.
Exactly.
All right. So let me ask you this. Okay. So you're out there, you're hunting for properties, and let's say that you find one. Now, of course, how do you go about analyzing your deals? Because, you know, time is usually of an essence. And of course, you may think you have a great deal in front of you, and you have this motivated seller. So what are your tips to analyzing a deal quickly?
It's very, very, very simple. In fact, I tell people if you need a calculator, it's probably not a deal, right? So it's you take ARV, which is short for after repaired value, right? Because most properties you're going to be looking at need some kind of work, right? So let's say you pull the comparable sales, and you can do that for free on websites like Zillow.com or Trulia.com. So you find out what the ARV or after repaired value is, and then you multiply that times 0.7. Just to keep it simple, let's say if the ARV is 100, right? Mm-hmm. And I know that's very low if you're out on the West Coast where the prices look like phone numbers, right?
Yeah.
But if you take the ARV or after repaired value times 0.7, that's $70,000. And then you minus out the repairs. Let's say the repairs are 20. Now you're down to 50. And then let's say you want to make 10 on it. Now you drop it down to 40. So if you pay 10, you can day trade it to somebody that's going to either fix it and flip it or fix it and rent it out or fix it up and live in it. If you buy it for 40, you can sell it for 50. They're going to put 20 in it. They have 70 in it. Now this is plus closing, you know, there's going to also be closing costs and things like that. But round numbers, they're going to have 70 in it and it's worth 100. So that's a good deal for them, and it was a good deal for you.
It's a win all the way around for everybody.
Exactly.
Gotcha. I love that. Yeah. And one of the biggest mistakes that I made when I first did, when I first got started in real estate is I fell in love with a property. You know, and I think it was a combination of A, I wanted to make my first deal happen. I, you know, really thought that this could be a good deal. And I, you know, bottom line is you just gotta be patient sometimes to get that right deal. You have to be willing to say no and walk away, right? So one of the mistakes that I made in my first when I first started investing in real estate was I fell in love with a deal, right, with a property. And I also became impatient, right, because I wanted to pull the trigger. I wanted to do a deal. And these are two bad qualities. If you fall in love with the deal or if you're in a big hurry, you just are putting yourself in a very bad position, right? You have to be patient and you have to be willing to walk away.
Exactly. You have to. In fact, you know, so many people get emotionally attached to deals, and you cannot do that, right? You cannot do that. You've got to base your deal on the numbers, right? So many people get emotionally attached, and if you start doing that, you will make mistakes and you will lose money. Which, by the way, if you do enough real estate deals, you're going to lose money anyway, right? I've never seen a successful investor that is invested long term that hasn't lost money on some kind of a deal. I have lost money on deals, on many deals. Fortunately, I've made a lot more than I have lost, right? I've made a lot more than I've lost, so that's very important. But the key is to learn what you're doing so you minimize your risk, right?
Absolutely. Bottom line is, no matter what you do, you're going to, in some cases, lose money. You know what? As a consultant, I have taken on deals and, you know, at the end of the day, we didn't do very good. In some cases, we lost money. I've lost money in the stock market. I've definitely lost money in real estate. If you do something long enough, eventually you lose. I mean, otherwise, Muhammad Ali would still be the boxing champion of the world. Or, you know, Holyfield would be.
Right. Well, the key is to learn what to do, and it's also just as important to learn what not to do, right? It's very important. Sometimes the best deal you ever make is the one you said no to, right?
Yes.
But you have to know that deal, and you have to know what you're doing to be able to say no to a deal. So you know, a lot of people say real estate is risky. No, real estate's not risky. Being uneducated is what's risky. You have to educate yourself.
I love that. Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. You know, what's interesting to me, too, I remember the very best first deal. Let me rephrase that. The first deal where I made a decent chunk of money on was almost kind of what you described, in the sense that it was a fixer-upper.
Right.
So my wife and I went to this house, and it was the exterior was in good shape. The landscaping was beat up. We walk in the house, and it looks like crap. I mean, it's got dust bunnies, if you will, hanging from the ceilings. It's got a purple bathroom. It's got a red living room. I mean, it looked like, you know, I don't know if they were doing porn in this house, films or whatever, but it just looked really weird. Like, you know, so we walked in, and immediately my wife and I said, no, this is just too much. And one of the reasons that we said that is because both my wife and I know that when it comes to being a handyman or repairing stuff, that's just not one of our strong suits. My wife actually has a bigger, better toolbox than I do. She actually does more repairs than I do. I'm, you know, just changing a light bulb takes me, you know, 3 or 4 trips to the hardware store. So I try to stay away from stuff, you know, but it was one of those perfect storms, and I'm not trying to brag here. I'm just using this as an example. It was a perfect storm in the sense that the owners of the house lived out of the market. And it was one of those things where I kept telling my wife, you know, I get this feeling, you know, that we should make an offer on this house. And because it's in such bad condition and the owners live out of the market, they might be willing to make a deal on it. And so I made a ridiculous offer. And just like you, my earnest money was $100. And they said yes to everything. They didn't even blink an eye. There was no counter offers. They just said yes, yes, yes. We closed on that house. And I think a year later, we sold it. And like I said, it was the first deal where we made a substantial amount of profit on it. It was just ridiculous.
Right.
But it was just one of those things where, you know, sometimes a really ugly property can be scary, but it can also be the house that the owners are motivated enough to just, hey, I just need it off my hands.
There you go. And you know what? You said the key right there. They were motivated. That's what you're looking for. You're looking for properties where someone, maybe they've gone through a divorce, maybe they've lost their job, maybe it's a probate property, maybe they've inherited it, maybe there's back taxes owed, maybe there's liens and judgments and code violations, maybe they're in foreclosure. And don't get me wrong, we're not preying on people who are in a bad situation.
Right.
We're actually helping them, right?
Right.
We're actually helping them get out of a situation that they wouldn't normally be able to get out of. For example, if they listed that house with a realtor for a 6-month or 12-month listing, yes, they would get more money for it, but how long would it take them to sell that property? We could buy a property in less than 30 days. They can have their money, maybe in 7 days. We've closed deals in a week before to help people get out of a situation, right? So it's win-win all the way around, and that's what I tell people. The first thing you need to do is make sure you create win-win transactions with everybody that you do business with.
Yes, absolutely correct. Look, and I'm so glad you brought that up about not taking advantage of people. The reality is, whether you like it or not, the reality is people pass away and their heirs don't want the house. A perfect example, my uncle passed away a few years ago, and he left us his home in Puerto Rico. And man, we were all excited about it. We were just like, man, this is going to be so cool. Now, my brothers and I were thinking, you know, after the excitement died down, we said, well, how many times have we gone to Puerto Rico in the last, you know, 20 years? And the answer was like zero, because it's a, you know, it's a journey, right? It's not like, hey, I'm going to fly over to, like, you know, it's not like a 2 or 3 hour flight. I believe it's a 5 or 6 hour flight, and you know, it just becomes an ordeal. So first we were excited, but ultimately we ended up selling the house because we weren't going to really use it. And also when at least for me, where I'm at in my life now, when I go on vacation, I typically don't want to cook. I'd rather have room service. So you can stay at this house for free, but now you have to, you know, now you have to either cook or you have to leave for a restaurant, which is fine, but it just didn't line up for our situation. And that's what happens. People die, people get in trouble. You know, partnerships break up, things happen where this house, that seller are motivated to get rid of it as quickly as possible because it's in their best interest and you're not taking advantage of anybody.
Right.
All right. Okay. So let me ask you this. When it comes to, you mentioned that you're now looking at properties outside of your market. So how do you go about doing that? How do you start analyzing properties outside of your market? You know, how do you start finding deals again? Talk about that a little bit.
Well, the cool thing about virtual investing, and that's what we call it, the cool thing about virtual investing is there's so much data available online. I mean, you can pull comps. You can drive the street through Google Maps, which, by the way, if Google Maps doesn't have a street view, I won't buy it, right? Because it probably means it's on a dirt road, right?
So,
you know, you can drive the streets on Google Maps. You can look up the crime on Trulia. You can look up the comps. You can see what the house sold for. You can look up all the history. And you can even hire third-party services. Like, there's a service called WeGoLook.com. For about $35 or $40, they will go anywhere. They have people on staff that, you know, that they've hired all over the country, and they'll send somebody out to take pictures of and inspect anything you want to. Let's say you're wanting to buy a car or a house or a boat or whatever. For about $35 or $40, they'll send someone out that's in that local market, and they'll take as many pictures as you want, and they'll send them to you digitally so you can determine if this is a good investment or not.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And you're absolutely right. With today's technology, definitely you can look up, you can get a picture of the house. I love this idea. We go look. What a great little resource. And it sounds like you can use them for anything. So we go look. Again, it could be for real estate or a house or, you know, for whatever deal you want them to go look for. I think that's a smoking deal. That's just ridiculous. I love the fact that there's so many niche places out there like that, or many, I should say, niche services out there. All right. So I want to talk about this. I want to talk about using virtual assistants and how do you use virtual assistants in your business and why is that important to you?
Well, VAs are very important because they can do any type of task, right? Any type of task that requires a special skill that does not require them to be there. I mean, you can't hire a VA to paint your house, right? But you can hire a VA to research properties, to analyze properties, to take calls, make offers, analyze deals, post ads, respond to ads, build your buyers list, locate properties, make offers on properties. They could literally do anything and everything. And there are websites out there that the VAs go to promote their services, and some of them will work for $2, $3, $4 an hour. Right? Now, they're not going to be in the United States, of course, right? But I have used VAs for many different things, many different things. Whether it was any of those things, I actually had a VA one time that was analyzing HUD houses, putting in the HUD bids for me, and literally within about 3 weeks, he'd bought four houses for me, and I was paying
wow.
him $3 an hour.
That's
pretty
fantastic.
Cool, huh?
That's very cool. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It just goes to show you that, again, it's not necessarily a lot of money that we're talking about. It's really a combination of knowing what you're doing and taking action, or I like to use the word courage. You got to have the courage to take the action. But again, here's a perfect example. You can get a VA and you can still keep your full-time job, have your VA do a lot of the work for you, and you know, using your example, they can help you get three or four properties. Let's just say that took you 6 months, and you said it only took you a couple of, was it 3 weeks?
Right. Absolutely. But, took him 3 weeks.
Yeah, it took him 3 weeks. But let's just say, you know, it took somebody 3 months. It's still a smoking deal.
Exactly. So, And the cool part about virtual assistants these days, you can literally go to one of the websites. For example, one of the websites that I like is called Upwork, UPWORK.com. You go to Upwork. Let's say you're looking for someone who can build their buyer's list for you, right? Build your buyer's
mm-hmm.
list for you. Well, what you would do is you would run an ad, you know, post a job, they call it, on Upwork to find someone with experience in building a buyer's list, right? Building a buyer's list. And then you're only talking to people who already know what they're doing. For example, when I post a job, I tell whatever that job is, right? Let's say I want someone to build my buyer's list that can find me qualified buyers that will convert into actual sales. And if you know what you're doing and you're experienced and you know what you're doing, right? Then if you know what you're doing and you're experienced, respond to my ad and tell me step by step exactly what you would do to build my buyers list for me. That way, right? That way,
yeah.
I know if they really know what they're doing or not. Plus, the bonus is they might share something with me I did not already know. Maybe they taught me something.
Yeah,
pretty
I love
cool,
that.
Huh?
I love that. I love that. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And what I like about Upwork, and again, it's Upwork.com, is that you can post an ad there for free. You can post, a project there. People will respond to you, and you can interview them just like Larry's talking about, and see if they have what it takes. And So anyway, Upwork is a great tool. And when you, and again, just to clarify this, Larry, when you say a buyer's list, you're talking about people who are going to buy real estate. So maybe you could put together a day trade deal, correct?
Say that again now. I could put together
a day
trade.
Yeah. So when you're saying you hire a VA to build your buyer's list, you're talking about putting together a list of buyers of people who buy real estate, so you could sell them a day trade deal, or you can sell them an investment property or flip a property to them, right? This is a list of buyers, correct?
Exactly, because it's much easier to find a house for a buyer than it is to find a buyer for a house. So the key
yes.
to real estate day trading is you want to be able to line up your buyers in advance, and then you're going out and filling orders.
I love it, man. I love it. I think that, what do you call it? I think right there, people just need to, what do you call it? I want your input on this. If I was to get started today as a real estate investor, would that be one of the first things I should do is start developing my buyer's network?
Well, I tell people to work as hard at building your buyer's list as you are at finding deals, so that way when you do get a deal, then it will not be difficult to sell that deal.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Larry. So let's talk about this. I have some, some, what I call off the book type questions. These are questions that I like to ask all of my guests if they get different points of view. And my first question is, how do you deal with fear? I mean, when you were first getting started, and not just in real estate, but you've also written a book, and all of, you know, I don't care whether you're Mickey Mouse or Mickey Mantle, you always deal with some level of resistance or fear. So how do you deal when fear rears its ugly head?
Well, fear is, as long as you think about this, every time you hear the word fear, fear is nothing more than false evidence appearing real. So that's what fear is. But you have to understand that there's going to be fear, but you face the fear and do it anyway. You face the fear and do it anyway. And having a good coach or mentor eliminates the fear because it gives you someone that you can call on whenever you need to, so you do not make the same mistakes that others have made.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. I love that. Do you have a personal self-talk, mantra, affirmation, or self-belief that contributes to your success?
Well, years ago, and I'm 57 years old now, but years ago when I was building business and getting started, every morning on the way to work, I would listen to a really upbeat, fast, motivational song. One of my favorite songs is Roll with the Changes by REO Speedwagon. And I would listen to that, and then I would say over and over and over, I'm the best. I'm a winner. I'm number one. Today is a great day. Today could be the biggest day of my career, right? I would say that every single morning, multiple times, right? I am a firm believer in positive self-talk. And I'm a firm believer in, you know, I mean, there's even a book out called What to Say When You Talk to Yourself, because so many people have those negative things that they listen to in their head, and they may not even verbalize them, but they're there, and they don't even realize that they're there, and they're telling them, you can't do this. What are you trying to do, real estate? Who do you think you are? Nobody in your family's ever even owned a house. You know, what's going to happen when your friends and family find out about this? Are you going to another get-rich-quick seminar? What's the matter with you? You can't do this. You're going to work in a job by the hour for the rest of your life. And they hear that over and over and over again, even though they may not verbalize it out loud. That's what their brain is telling them. They just have to feed their brain with positive self-talk instead of negative self-talk.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I agree with you. It's so vitally important. How we communicate with ourselves, to me, is more important than how we communicate with other people, and people overlook that so very much. All right, so a parting word of advice.
Parting word of advice. Well, man, I got a lot of advice, right? However, we're limited on time, and based on the theme that we're going with, I would say just feel the fear and do it anyway, right? But find somebody that you know, like, and trust that you can call on when things go bad, when you need help. You've got to have a mentor. You've got to have a coach. Even the best people, you talked about this earlier when you were talking about Arnold. He had a coach, whether it be an acting coach, a comedy coach, you know, a weightlifting coach, whatever it is. Everyone needs a coach, right? They need
Absolutely.
Someone to help them. And there's people that have gone before you. And yeah, even if you got to pay your way in, right? I still spend probably about $50,000 a year on personal development, right? Whether it's I'm in one mastermind that's $25,000 a year. I'm in another one that is $1,000 a month plus $10,000 a year. So there's a lot of them out there. And when you get to a certain level, you tend to be in masterminds and have coaches instead of just buying books and home study courses, right?
Yes, absolutely correct. All right, how can my listeners find out more about you?
Sure. We've got a lot of resources. We do a couple of different podcasts. One is called Brag Radio, where BRAG stands for Be Rich and Generous. We teach people how to invest in real estate to make money, and then we want them to be generous and be a blessing to others. So that's why we call it BRAG Radio. Our other podcast is called Brain Pick a Pro, where we interview others, you know, just like yourself, and we're able to get a lot of new ideas and feedback, and you know, people are able to learn from that as well. So they can do that by going to LarryGoins.com, LarryGoins.com, and there's a lot of resources on there for them.
LarryGoins.com. So if you want to get going with real estate, get to LarryGoins.com. I love that. And what's neat about what you gave out there is the fact that people can, you know, there's two podcasts to choose from at LarryGoins.com. I've been to your website. There's tons of resources there, and you're constantly updating that resources. I mean, you have a whole thing on just HUD homes. You have a mastermind for those who want to really up their game on real estate. So LarryGoins.com, for those individuals who want to follow up with Larry, check out some of his resources, check out his podcast. LarryGoins.com is the place to go. Larry, I want to say thank you so much for stopping by and being so generous with your time today. Looking forward to have you back again, my friend.
Sounds great. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Good stuff there from Larry Goins. And I love somebody who is so generous, right? You know, there are a lot of people out there who are very, very famous for their success, but they're not well known for helping other people out. Think about that. There are very, every now and then, yeah, you will hear of, let's say, like an individual like Bill Gates, who has a large charity, and he's helping build schools and vaccinate children and all this other stuff. And he's doing a lot of great other things, right? Fantastic. And that is certainly needed in the world. But for most of us, so we can all help, we also need to, you know, to find a coach or a mentor or organization that will help us elevate our thinking, elevate our game, so we can then pay it forward. And that is what money's all about. It is a way of having peace of mind. It is a way having a better lifestyle, no doubt about it. But ultimately, you can only buy so many homes, you can only buy so many toys, and you can only travel so much. And sooner or later, it comes down to you giving back to your community, to your schools, to maybe developing, getting involved with other organizations, promoting or helping your favorite charities, because ultimately that's what it's about. I can't remember who said it, but the secret to living is giving, and you can't give if you don't have. Anyway, my friends, I want to thank you so much for stopping by today. I hope that you will take some of the stuff that we talked about today and share it with your friends. There are a lot of people out there that would love to learn how to invest in real estate. I love this thing that Larry's doing with the day trading. It's something that you can do with almost no money. And remember, my friends, you were created to succeed.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch. And check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.